welcome back to another interview. I'm your host, T. Insane. Today's episode, getting involved in your community. Now, I'm outside doing my podcast. Given the racial tension that's going on in the world today, I think we need to come together and rethink what's going on. You know what I'm saying? Social justice in the United States is being seen more now than ever so before. Now, I can get on here and rant and rave about how this ain't right and how that ain't right and how this ain't right and how that ain't right. It's already being done. Everybody's doing that. What I'm going to talk about is what we can do to change certain things. Like I said before in an earlier podcast, I would like to start a petition to have real laws in place to protect the rights of the citizens of the United States. Now, you got to remember, man, they're not going to truly protect us because they don't want us here. They want us enslaved. But the problem with that is you can't enslave us. You know what I'm saying? We're not going to let it happen. It didn't happen already. We fought our way from it, and we're not going to go back. And as y'all can see, this is evident that we're not going back to slavery, so they're going to try to kill us. You know, and the hardest part for a black man, for me, is explaining to my son and sons, I'm going to say plural, sons, on how to conduct yourself around a police officer. You know, and it's a shame that I have to do that because I have white friends that don't have to do that. You know what I'm saying? And I hear this thing, white privilege, white privilege, white privilege. And we all should have the same privilege as white privilege. So it exists. Because if it didn't exist, it wouldn't be here. You know, I live in a mixed neighborhood. It's not just white. It's not just black. It's not just Latinos. It's not just Asians. It's a mixed bag of people. But we're pretty, you know, we're middle-class neighborhood. Not lower class, not upper class. We're middle class and upper middle class, put it like that. And I didn't come from upper middle class. I came from what you call diverse neighborhoods, the ghettos. You know what I'm saying? But I refuse to be labeled. I refuse for you to put me in a box and say, you know, this is where I belong. So the opportunities that was given to me, I used those opportunities to bring my family from out of poverty. You know what I'm saying? Now that my family is not in poverty anymore, and you know, I got a good paying job. My wife got a good paying job. I work for a wonderful company. My kids are able to get opportunities that I couldn't get. You know, and for a black man, that made me feel good. You know what I'm saying? But think about this here. The opportunities that I'm giving my kids to survive and to live, they still can lose their life because of the color of their skin. And that's a problem, man, because if you're in America and the color of your skin determines the health care you get, the respect you get, you know what I'm saying, whether you fear it or not, that's a problem. Because you want us to fight and love America. Now we got this thing, you know, they're making a flag a issue again, not realizing that he wasn't kneeling to disrespect the flag. He was kneeling to show you, hey, man, why should I be up in arm over a country that is not up in arm over me? You got to realize we fought in these wars, too. You know what I'm saying? You hear my granddaddy fought behind this flag. You know, if you disrespect the flag, okay, Tuskegee Airmen. You know what I'm saying? Think about the black battalions that had to serve separate in a war that we fought for a country that did not want us, that did not welcome us back, that treated us like we was less than nothing. You could not get your flowers. And when I say flowers, your medals and stuff. So you was not a hero. You could not have a hero welcoming. You was beaten from wearing your uniform. But I put my life on the line. My ancestors put their life on the line for a same country that did not love them. So essentially, your slaves fought for your freedom, but you're not going to give us freedom. Big as America is, the land of milk and honey, opportunity, all that, and there's not enough room for all us to be created equal. I find that impossible. I find that crazy. You know what I'm saying? Because think about it. You're not going to treat me equal because of the color of my skin. And I'm a valued citizen just like you are. I bring value to the United States just like you do. Matter of fact, because the people of my color, we have some of the best sports teams in the world. Think about what we have going on. Think about the things that black people have boosted in the United States. Can you imagine life without a black person? Can you imagine life without black culture? No, you can't, because we brought so many different things to the United States. And it's not because we wanted to. It was because we had to. You know, when you get pushed aside so much, where you get ran on and trampled on, you create your own lane. And that's what we did. We created our own lane. You know what I'm saying? So you fear us. You fear us. And you have right to fear us. Because you can only suppress, oppress, and depress me for so long before I fight back, before I stand up and rise. You know what I'm saying? You have to think about what's going on, man. You have to think about that. If you don't think about that, you're going to be lost. You're in a world where everybody's supposed to be created equal, but we're not. Where everybody's supposed to have the same opportunities, but we don't. So we create our own opportunities. We create our own lanes. We make our own genres. You have eras that other people would die to be. Now you see your white kids, Hispanic kids, Asian kids emulating black people, emulating our swag, emulating our styles, emulating our verse, emulating who we are. And you hate that. You have people saying, you know, this is America. I'm superior over a black man. No, you're not. You bleed the same way I bleed. You die the same way I die. The only difference is your race give you more opportunities than my race give me. The reason why? Because we have not have those chances to do that. You know what I'm saying? We've been taught separation for so long till it's rooted in us, till it's embedded in us, till we're separating ourselves from each other. And that lies the problem. But because of something that been invented, and if y'all don't know, by blacks. You know what I'm saying? The internet was not invented by a white man. Do you research history? Internet was invented by a black guy, and not even of this country. But again, you take an idea, you steal it, and make it your own. Okay, the idea is into fruition. But there's another monster that you created because you stole this idea, you put it out here, you made it, you developed it, and now it's showing your truth. It's showing who you really are. It's exposing you for the human being you are. Okay, I look on the internet and I see all kind of white people making fun of a man dying. Everybody see the same video. You see a man getting kneeled on his neck for 8 minutes in something, almost 9 minutes, 46, 47 seconds, almost 9 minutes. We just going to say 9 minutes. Most people can't keep still for 9 minutes. You know what I'm saying? I was looking at his repast and his service. And Reverend Al Sharpton asked people to stand still for 8 minutes, 46 seconds. You know how hard that was for those people to stand still? Even with a camera on them, they could not hold their head down and stand still. That is a long time. So imagine a knee on your neck for 8 minutes. And you crying, Mom, I can't breathe, please. And not just that. The worst part of all is you knew this man. You knew this man personally. You worked with this man. You know what I'm saying? Do your research. Go on the internet. Look up the interviews they have. You have city officials saying that they knew each other. So that leads me to believe deep in your heart you had issues with him. Y'all worked in the same club. You, if you're a white supremacist, you know what I'm saying, a white racist, you have issues with how blacks interact with whites. You want everybody to be with their own kind. And that in itself is going to create an issue when it comes down to people. And then add to that, that you're a person in authority, that you're the one that's supposed to be protecting us, that call for help, but we can't get no help. Then add to that, that it was a suspected over a fake $20 bill that turned out not to be fake. So think about what happened. Now think about what's going on now. You will forever remember the name George Floyd. You would forever remember the name Derek Chauvin. Why? Because it's now a part of your history. They caused a riot. They caused a protest that's bigger than any protest that we ever seen. Why? Because of the coronavirus had us mobile inside. So all people could do is watch this monster that y'all stole and created. Okay? Because it's on the internet. Information. Now the information that's being put out there is information you don't want people to see. The leader that you elected to run our country is the same leader that is going to break our country down, that is going to tear our country down. You have to understand that life is not what you think it is. Life is not the same life for a black man that it is for a white man, but it should be. I live across the street from white people. I live next door to white people. They treat me no different than they treat any other white person in this neighborhood. So I treat them no different than they treat me. But the problem is you have people that want to see a race of people down. Now, think about this here. Donald Trump, a billionaire, playboy philanthropist, somebody that grabs vaginas, says stupid shit. All the stuff he does, nothing get vetoed, nothing get boycotted, nothing get overturned. Right before that, we had a black president that everything he did got shut down. Everything he did, y'all went against. So what's that telling me? Yeah, okay, we elected a black president because we have power in minority. Because the minority stood up and said, okay, it's time. It was the perfect time to elect a black president. But he still had no power. He was a face. You know what I'm saying? Think about this here, the penny. The penny is a coin, but it's the least valued coin. So when they look at Barack Obama, yeah, he's a president, but he was the least valued president. They give more value to presidents that been impeached, that Watergate scandals and all that shit. They have more value than a president that really did have sustenance. And now this is the thing. The generation that's behind Barack Obama is the same generation that are protesting and burning down stores and looting. Now, don't get me wrong. I do not condone looting. I do not condone people burning down stuff. But you have to admit, when we talk, don't nothing happen. But when we react, oh my God, things change. People change. It's, oh, a whole different ball game. And then you see where we at. You see who we are. You feel our pain because we destroy. And you focus on that. Oh, they looting, they burning down stuff. Hey, without us, the things that y'all are selling, y'all wouldn't have. Think about the stores, Targets and all that. All these stores are around black neighborhoods. You know what I'm saying? Think about that, man. Think about the money you make off of black people. Think about how black people support America, but America does not support them. We will kill ourselves to get the brand names, the good stuff, you know what I'm saying? And these things are intended for white people to have, not for us to have. But because you don't want us with it, we go get it. You know what I'm saying? We defy the odds. That's what we've been doing. That's what we always do. And that's what we're going to continue doing, defying the odds. I am just one person. I am nobody special. But in a blink of an eye, I can become somebody special by somebody despiteful doing what he did to George Floyd. Think about this. George Floyd was an unknown. No one knew who George Floyd was. George Floyd just had his life. He just went on with his life until his life was violated on film, a beast that you created. You know what I'm saying? And that made him bigger than life. That made him a movement. So when I speak of hashtag over, our verses in racism, that means all of us. In order for them to hear us, the world has to stand up and fight against racism. You're not going to end that. Racism is all over the world. It's not just in one part of the world. It's not just America. But America is the part we can control. America is the part that needs to listen to us because that's where we are at. I'm not in Saudi Arabia. I'm not in Afghanistan. I'm not in Israel. Because all these places have racism too. You know what I'm saying? And all these places have different religions. But it's not about religion. It's about equal freedom. Because even in religion, we have problems. We have racism, even in religion. See, you're not understanding. Listen to me. Even in religion, look at the Bible that was written. Look at the horrible things that went on in the Bible. Look at the horrible things that was done to people in the Bible. All right? But you have a Quran. You have different books that teach you about different faiths. All these books have their own thinking, their own way of being religious. But this is the thing. Religion is a part of control. See what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I give you religion to give you a conscience to think about what you do. So if there's somebody sitting up high looking down on you, I might not do this. You know what I'm saying? Give me morals. Give me, you know, the almighty eye in the sky can curb the way that you think. So that's to suppress a lot of stuff. But if you really think in your heart that you was going to take a nation of people, bring them here to a country that you stole, that's not even yours. You know what I'm saying? You say you discovered. Now, this is in your history books, the books you wrote history. You know what I'm saying? This is what went down in history. And now you're mad because we're doing this here to you all. Think about what you did when you came to America before these buildings and all this shit was built. When the Indians was here living off the land and you so-called discovered America. You didn't discover something that was already here and it had people here. You came and you took over it. You came and you wiped out a nation. You know what I'm saying? And you build and you colonize and you did all these things. And now we're uprising. Now we're saying no more. We will not take no more. We will not stand for you hurting us. Now think about this. How about you, as a white person, go out and jog, walk with your dog, and all of a sudden black people just hunting white people now, shooting you down the street. See, the difference is y'all going to go buy y'all gun legally. Y'all going to go to the store. Y'all going to purchase y'all shit. Y'all going to get carry conceals and all that. But when we get fed up, we're not going to go get no fucking legal gun. We're just going to get guns. And then we're going to start killing you all. And then what? Because think about it. We outnumber the police. We outnumber white people. That's why y'all so scared. So imagine us, blacks, Latinos, Asians, turning into the Taliban a ISIS in America. You know what I'm saying? Think about it. Think about how big ISIS was, 30,000 strong, and then some, and still was recruiting. So imagine your black and brown people in your own country forming together, banding against all white people that don't like black people. And then that's going to make it bad on the good white people. You know why? Because now you're not discriminating. You're just taking out white people. And that's something we don't want, because white people are standing arm in arm with us. Even back in slave days, they had white people hiding black people. Y'all got slave days twisted. You know, I hear people call black people Uncle Tom. You're Uncle Tom. Do you really know who the fuck Uncle Tom was? Before you call your black brother Uncle Tom, read up on who Uncle Tom was, man. You know what I'm saying? Uncle Tom was a name that the white man gave this dude. But Uncle Tom was the same one that was hiding slaves. Uncle Tom was the same one with Harriet Tubman moving people through an underground railroad. So if you don't understand your history, you're doomed to repeat your history. You know what I'm saying? I'm called Uncle Tom because my name is Thomas, and my nephews and nieces call me Uncle Tom. And you know what? I'm proud of that, because in actuality, he did a lot for slavery. He did a lot to help free slaves. He gave his life to free slaves. You have no choice when you're a slave, whether you work inside or outside. But what you did have a choice, whether you're going to help your brother man or you're going to hurt your brother man. You know, so this is the choice we're giving now. Are we going to help each other or are we going to hurt each other? Now, don't get me wrong, all polices are not bad polices. You know what I'm saying? I have an uncle that's a police. He's not a bad police. He's a good police. You know what I'm saying? So I don't want people to go out here killing cops. My uncle's a cop. You know, I got other family members that served in the military and everything. I have a child in the military. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not saying all polices are bad. But the ones that are, I'm making it hard for the ones that ain't. And see, we can't see the difference, because the ones that ain't are standing by doing nothing. So if you're not a bad cop and you don't do anything, it seems like you're a bad cop. And I can understand the pressure that you're under. I don't want to be an outcast and the people on the street hate me, and plus the people that I work with hate me. So therefore, where do I belong? So I understand their plight, that you don't want to be left out, that you don't want to be targeted. But you also have to understand this. If you allow other people to hurt your people, you're just as worse as them. You know, think about what you seen. This man had his hand in his pocket with a grin on his face. This man was dead already, and you still refuse to let him up. And think about what I just told y'all. This is somebody you know. No, it ain't no stranger. It's somebody you know. So you took pleasure into that. You know what I'm saying? You took joy into that. The pleasure and joy you took and hurting this man, now it's coming back to you. But what you did not understand what you did was you set in motion times of change. You know what I'm saying? Think about it. Because without you doing this, things wouldn't change. Without this being filmed, none of this wouldn't happen. So I thank you for allowing your brutality to be film, for allowing us to see the real hatred in America. See, this is the thing. You have a man that's applauding this dude, you know what I'm saying? And then telling people don't take back their comments, and he's making fun of people, and us as America don't seem to see nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? Y'all don't see nothing. Our president making fun of war heroes and veterans, and you know what I'm saying? People that was, you see nothing wrong with that. But the same people you make fun of, the same people that you feel are beneath you, are the same people that has to protect you when it's time for them to come and get you. And if we truly wanted to come and get you, they could not stop us. Believe what I'm telling you. You know what I'm saying? It's too many of us for us for them to stop you. You know, I don't care if you got tanks and shit like that. Think about this here. If it's truly a race war, there's black people, there's Mexicans, there's Asians. All those are in the United States military. And the United States military is a minority now, even though y'all did not want that, but that's what it is. So if it's going to be a race war and it's going to turn into a race war, y'all going to lose because we have control and y'all taught us. Same thing y'all did with Osama bin Laden. Y'all taught him to destroy y'all. Y'all taught us how to destroy you all. So if you are not understanding what you are creating and then getting mad because you're creating it, think about Frankenstein. He created this monster. He wanted to play God and bring a life into this world and say he brought life into this world, but he created a monster. You know what I'm saying? Frankenstein was not the monster. Frankenstein was the creator of the monster. And we say Frankenstein, but the man name is Dr. Frankenstein, and the monster is Frankenstein's monster. And y'all created another monster, a modern-day monster. Whether you believe me or not, whether you listen to me or not, whether you care what I say or not, it's cool with me. I have no problem not caring if you care about what I say. But this is what I'm about to tell you. If you don't take heed to what I say, you're going to create another monster. You heard the ding? The ding is like, yep, you're right. You're going to create another monster. But the monster you're about to create this time, it's going to be like when Moses freed his people from the Pharaoh. There's no turning back. There's no, you know, we can redo this. You hear the ding? Every time I hear a truth, you're going to hear the ding. You feel what I'm saying? The ding is to signify the truth. The ding is to let you know that I am speaking the truth. I speak in a calm voice now because y'all don't understand me when I holler. Y'all don't understand me when I scream. I cannot be understood when I'm screaming and hollering. No one can understand you when you're screaming and hollering. So I'm going to talk calmly. But see, the time for talking is over with. That's why you got protests and you got riots. And people are scared now. But when you look at the riots and you look at the protesters, do you see who's starting riots? Do you see who's jumping things off? It's not black people. Black people still want to use their voice. We sing. We talk. But we have a mob mentality. So if a motherfucker throws something through a window, yeah, it's going down. So it's like, you know, it's a fight. Two niggas fighting. I throw a chair hit somebody. Now a brawl breaks out. Mob mentality. Study shows people knows this is what's going to happen. But if you want to change that, if you don't want these things to happen no more, you have to listen to your people. First of all, if you have a racist head of state, there will be no negotiation. You know, when the looting start, the shooting start, you know, overwhelming force, show dominance. You know what I'm saying? Dominate, go in and dominate, go in and dominate. When your governors are against you and you're supposed to be their leader, tell me what kind of good job you're doing. But we still don't hear, get rid of him. You know why? Because the ones that got him in office are the founding fathers of the place that y'all stole. So we finally got who we want in office to run office like we want them to run it. So am I going to get rid of him? No, I'm not going to get rid of him. No matter what insensitive thing he say, no matter what insensitive thing he's doing, he's still pushing our agenda. Now, black, brown, Asian, we need our own agenda. Since we need a separate America, let's make our own America. So think about this here. Think about we spend our money with black, brown, and Asian, and don't spend our money with whites. Then where will white America be? White America will fall. White America will be crushed. White America will no longer exist. You know why? Because black, brown, and Asian fund white America. we keep white America running. So if we was to empower ourselves, as many Asians are, and I can't lie, a lot of Latinos are. They creating their own wealth through lawn service, you know, building, doing all the things that you need to do to survive. And if we all come together and say, okay, we're going to spend our money over here, not over there. Wall Street plummet. Depression. You know what happened with white people when depression come? They kill themselves. Not black people, not Latinos, not Asians. We find a way to overcome. We find a way to compensate. Not you all. You jump out of windows and shit. You blow your brains out and shit. You kill yourself because you can't deal with the problem. So I'ma eradicate myself. I'ma kill myself. It don't make no sense. It makes no sense at all. Because with every problem, there's a solution. And black people been finding solutions for over 400 years to every problem that white people give us. So with that being said, I implore y'all to stay safe, wear your hand, wash your hands, keep your face covered, and stand up for your rights as black, Asians, and Latinos. Thank the white people that are walking beside you. Thank the white people that are standing on the front line with you. Thank those who are taking a stand and saying, we're not going to take this anymore. I implore you, if you never do anything else, stand for something or you'll fall for anything. And remember, hashtag over, our versus ends racism. Remember that. Our versus ends racism. Hashtag over. So, until next episode, this has been T Insane. Y'all enjoy the rest of y'all day, and like I always say, have an insanity day. Peace.